Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? What's up?
Hello, good evening, everyone.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
So we have the Vespa Key guys in the house on this episode of Tunay na Rider. Aris has some moto chismis that he wants to find out about Vespa riders. So medyo mainit yon. Nasa-stress na yung mga ladies dahil kay Aris. Eh. Alam mo, mga matanda, pagbigyan na natin, they might say things, diba? Pero okay
Hi,
lang.
Hi, Coach Ivan.
Respect yeah, no? natin.
Hi, Coach.
Hi, Coach. Coach Ivan from Honda Safety Riding.
Wow. Hello. Hello.
So, good evening. We've got Trina. We've got Jane. We've got Julia. And Olin from the Vespa Key guys. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's so exciting to be here again. Yeah. Yes, thank you by Full Print Manila.
Well, nice, yeah. At saka yung hairdo nyo, ha? Mukhang liisa yung parlor.
Parang isa lang yung mga gano'n, no? Next time.
Oh, oh.
Parang sa parlor ni Makimoto yan.
Wala, ako naubusan na nga.
So, before we start the show, Mackie, Aris, Buck, and ladies, anything in the news? Anything happening that we should talk about or handle before the show starts?
Mackie. So, this weekend, isa sa pinakamalaking bike night ang mangyayari sa Davao City. At ito yung tinatawag nating National Convention. So, pupunta kami ni Iba bukas.
Woohoo! Maraming salamat, Johnny, our sponsor.
So, may sponsor kami for accommodation, tsaka bike, for us to witness and, what's going to happen.
Among others, ha?
And others. So, yun. I think, kung nakinig kayo last week, we had the On Any Sunday riders as our guests, and they talk about what's gonna happen. So they're expecting about 2,000 plus riders from all over the Philippines coming to Davao City to ayun, magkita-kita. So technically, it's a big two-day party hosted by Davao City.
And may special guest pa tayo last week. Namutla ako kasi baka habulin ako eh. Pero na-realize ko, hindi na siya pangulo eh.
President Duterte.
Former
kasama President. Kasama si Baksa, no? Sa Davao. Baka kasama ka?
Hindi.
Ay, hindi ba? Baka persona ng grata yan sa Davao.
May kaso ako rin eh.
Hindi, ganito na lang, Bak, ganito na lang.
Oh, akala ano na naman?
Ko, akala nitong dalawa, sila lang may national event eh. Meron Vespa National Days. This weekend.
Oh, yes.
Pare, very big event, ha? On Saturday, they're gonna launch, are, hindi ko alam kung tinatago nila eh, pero nagkaroon ako ng leakage ng program. They're gonna launch the, anong pangalan nun? Nakalimutan ko na. Vespa Federation Pilipinas. Yun na yung umbrella organization na composed of 18 big clubs. Hindi ko alam kung kasama na best pakikais. Pero eto na yon, who's gonna buy for the accreditation sa Vespa World Days.
Nako, wag ka-away-away na naman ba yan?
Hindi pare, umiinit. Totoo lang. This morning, I got a leakage also, a letter from the other group expelling one of their senior members for conniving with the breakaway group. Oh, nag-preaching
sila. Sino yan?
Matindi
yung mga guys, hindi tayo mag-
PM is key, pare. PM Princeno. Pero job, yeah. Let's not talk about that kasi medyo negative eh. But ano, I'll give you the details on Sunday's event. Hindi ko alam kung meron na kayong program on Sunday eh. But ano, they have a battery of VIP people as guest of honor and speaker. One of them, of course, yung kaibigan natin, si Senator J.B. Ejercito, si Willie Titen of Moto Italia. Pero yung the best, you know, ang the best, ang nakikita ko, si Secretary Margarita Nograles.
As oh, kasama natin sa Cebu yan.
Yeah, Department of Tourism.
And wow.
This adds premium to the event. I think first time to for Vespa owners to come up with such magnitude na klase ng event. Whole day event ha, sa Marriott. Yeah. Ako hindi invited, pero magkano ako eh, magpo-post ako ng mekaniko ng Ride Manila. I will wear the uniform of Ride Manila. Tapos dudumihan ko yung mga uko ko para may mga oil para makapasok ako.
Sandali, Aris, you brought up 3 points that have to do with Vespas. And we might as well ask the ladies what their thoughts on those 3 points are.
Are you joining?
Point number one, are you part of that umbrella organization?
Sorry, come again. Medyo nag-chappy ka doon.
Are you part of that umbrella organization?
Parang sila giant chappy ah.
National what, Aris?
Vespa National Day? Basta ano?
Vespa World.
Yeah. Yung organization na kinikwento ni Aris, yung organization.
Federation something sinasabi mo, di ba?
Yeah, this one is organized by Vespa Pilipinas. And there's another group. There's another group. I don't know if they're coming up with also with an activity. I heard the last time nagpaplano din sila. Pero
sandali, Aris, yung unang tanong, kasama ba sila sa Philippine National Vespa Federation?
Yes, yung Sunday and Monday.
Okay. Yung convention ba or yung organization? Medyo na-confuse ako. Anyway, actually, we'll be participating in this coming convention this April 29 to May 1. Magpa-participate si Vespa Kikais in support to Vespa Pilipinas. Yan po.
Yes.
Sa Marriott.
Sa Marriott, yes.
Ayan yan.
Okay, so the second question, all right. Is it open to everyone, yung event, or kailan may Vespa? Do you have to be part of a Vespa club or a group?
Pwede siyang individual dapat pwede kang individual or club registration. And dapat syempre Vespa owner.
Okay. So Vespa owner, part of a club, and then there's this National Federation of Vespa Owners or something that Aris just told us 5 minutes ago but forgot and I wasn't listening. Are you part of that group that is organizing?
No.
May alam ba kayo doon sa group na yan? Na i-announce?
Yeah. I think we were invited before.
Yeah.
I think we were invited before to join. But then again, since we're just starting up a small group, so we've decided, no, we'll just rather enjoy what we're doing first.
Not to join.
Can you hear me? Joining that organization entails responsibilities. And at that time, I don't think we're ready for that.
And I agree. Just ride and enjoy, no? Yeah, that's the way. Wag na politics and mga org.
Wag na.
Trabaho yan, eh.
Oh.
Explain ko lang sa kanila, ha, the way I see things. This Vespa group organized this huge event because they're seeking recognition of the Vespa World Days. Kaya nagpapakita sila na they have the numbers. And the other group also, I think, kaya yun lang. I hope you, your group, Vespa Kit guys, won't get entangled kasi yung mga usually yung mga thunders yung nag-aaway. Huwag na kayong sumama.
No.
Okay. As of now we're not yet part of the that organization yet.
Basta kayo ride lang, happy lang.
Yes.
'Di ba? Basta may gathering, libre yung chibok. Punta tayo. Kaya yung moto chismis, hindi na nai-invite. Magulo daw kasi.
Sa next ride namin. Kasama natin si Boss Aris.
Yes.
Masaya.
Alright. Aris, any other hot topics you wanna ask?
Other than yung sa Sunday, yun yung sa Marriott. I believe yung May 1 is the most significant. They have a big ride. Yun yung papakita nila gano'n sila madami. I think, hindi ko alam yung route eh. Talagang tinatago sa moto chismis eh. Baka...
Kasi chismis.
Hindi ko alam kung saan sila, Batangas o Pagudpud. Basta hahanapin ko. Miski Mindanao yan, hahanapin ko. Pero big ride, tama Trina, no?
Yan yes, big ride siya. Yeah.
Sige.
That's gonna be on May 1.
Ayaw talaga sabihin sa'yo, Aris.
Tinatago sa akin, Aris. Mahina naman ako kumain.
Hi, Zara. Zara Moto.
Ayan o.
Hi, Zara.
Tito boy.
All right.
Hello, Boss Mark.
Oy, Mark, sama ka ba bukas para ilagay kita sa list? We're visiting the KTM factory, eh.
Oh, yun. That's news. We're going to the KTM factory tomorrow with, ano ba? Hombres.
Aris, tanong mo kay Pao daw, alam niya. Hindi naman Vespa Kika yan. So,
I hope masettle yan. Kasi, yung World Bus, umabot yung problema sa Vespa World Day sa mga organizers. Meron silang activity this June. And I'm going sa Interlaken, Switzerland with my friend Rosle, the Slovenian. Umabot sa kanila na ngayon medyo naguguluhan yung mga taga-World Vespa Days, Vespa World Days. So sana masettle nila. It will reflect on us as Filipinos. Sabi nila, ganyan ba kayo kagulo?
Oh.
Bago dyan, i-shout out muna natin si Sir Raymond Gabriel.
Mas magulo pa.
Yan.
Kasi, the Philippines is will be joining the bid para ma-hold dito ganapin yung Vespa World Days next year. Ganyan ang bigat yan. Ganyan
may question ako.
Yeah.
Bakit ganun ka-important? May money involved ba?
Ayan, may alam ako, but you know, alam mo na, dami na natin kaaway.
Dadagdagan niya pa.
Tama na yung mga puli-politika na yun. Andito tayo para pag-usapan yung best paki, guys. Hindi yung...
Okay na.
Okay, balik na tayo.
Kanina pa rin ako pinag-anantay sila,
oh. Ganun pa
na. Kailan natin sa mga away ng mga yan?
Next topic. Okay na yan.
Alright. Ladies, you're all obviously Vespa riders. You're part of Vespa King, guys. How did you get into riding? Let's start with, Olin.
Hi, I was, we were just talking about, it was Trina who really wanted and invited us kasi she bought a Vespa. And then Julia was riding already a big bike. Me, I wasn't even riding a bike. So it was really a new one, a new environment. We just had a wine night that time. And then Trina said, "Oy, I bought a Vespa. Mag-Vespa na rin kayo." Huh? Paano? Sabi ko, I don't even ride a bike. And then it all started there. After the wine night, sabi niya, sige na. Kami naman ni Julia, sabi ko, alam ko wala namang unit na available. So, sige, pag may makuha tayo ng unit, bili tayo. That night, we decided. And then, it was history already. Vespa was delivered right after 2 days.
Wow, ang lakas ni Trina. Yeah. Sino nakahanap ng Vespa? Ang hirap makakuha.
Oh. Yeah.
Uy! Na-enjoy mo ba itong podcast na to? Malamang hindi. Ako si Nono nga pala.
Ako si JB.
Ako naman si James. At samahan nyo kami every week sa Usapang Kupal. Pero hindi kami kupal, ha? Kung talaga naghahanap kayo ng comedy podcast, eto ang Cool Pals na ang pinaka-nakakatawang podcast sa balat ng lupa.
Meron tayong current events, horoscope. At yun na nga, sinabi mo, sobrang nakakatawa. Sample lang mo, Nonong, ng laugh trip na joke.
Ano ang tawag sa bahay ng mga pusa?
Ano?
Edi, podcast. Easy need.
Huwag na kayo makinig sa amin. Dito na lang kayo.
Di maganda yung podcast.
Di ko alam kung ba't umabot tayo ng 300 episodes.
Pad-meow.
The Cool Pals, exclusive on Spotify
with an H.
Nalap ko, saan mo nilagay yung H eh?
And then, it was delivered
to my dad. Actually, tanong niyo, saan nakuha yung Vespa?
Sa Baguio.
Vespa. Wow. Lapit, diba? We ordered 3 units sabay-sabay.
Yeah, 3 units right away. So, it was already in my garage. And then, sabi ko, anong gagawin ko dito? I don't even ride a bike. So, inuupuan ko lang siya for 2 weeks. And then, sister, paano na? Sabi ko. And then, sabi niya, tara, labas mo yung bike mo. Or, meron akong sinakyan na Zoomer and started there. And then, sabi ni Pao, ganyan lang yan, mare. Stop, go. And then, balancing ka lang. Oh, well, then, paikot-ikot lang sa village, it started there. And then we decided to go on training at Honda for the basics, riding a bike. So yun.
So your
it was
Vespa
really
was,
one night.
So the Vespa was the first bike, but you got a Zoomer Muna to train on. Kasi the Vespa is too pretty
days.
To train on eh. Oh.
Yes. A Zoomer first because it was there in Enduro Factory. Because hindi ko mailabas yung
Budol love Vespa ko. Na si Pao.
Yung Vespa ko sa garage because I don't know how to operate a bike. Sabi ko, I don't know how to ride or something. And he was the one, sabi niya, tingin ka lang ng straight, ganyan. And then, itrottle mo lang ng konti. And then, balance lang. And then, it started there. Nakuha ko naman yung rhythm ng balancing ng katawan. So it started there. Sige.
Ay, sis, malaking part nung ano, nung natuto si Olin ng pagra-ride, yung hinabol kami ng aso.
Yeah.
Nung nagpa-practice kami, hinabol kami ng aso. So, gumaling kami mag-balance.
Kaya, yun. It was a fun.
Motivation aso.
How long has it been since you started riding?
It's gonna, around, magta two years
na.
Magta 2 years na.
Oh, what about you, Julia? How did you get into riding?
Actually,
did you want to ride? Did Tina get you drunk also?
And
then the next day you wake up, it's a week later, may motor na sa garahe?
No. That one talaga epic yun eh. No, we wanted to have a tie-up with Honda when we went to Honda for the road safety program with our Rotary and together with our LTO projects. And then when we were there, as in, sobrang nakakatuwa. We see a lot of people doing training. And then we go, why don't we try it? And then, you know, and then they said, you have to know how to ride a bicycle first. So I said, sige, game. And then,
Know how to ride a bicycle yet?
No, I do.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but motorcycle is another story. So when I saw them having training, parang sabi mo, dali-dali, parang it's nice, di ba? Well organized. Nung kami na yung nandun, iba pala. It was really different. So I started with a big bike, and then there's no one to ride with kasi malaki siya. So, and then, you know, one night, there's nothing to do, pandemic, Trina, you know, bought a Vespa and kept on saying, bili kayo. Parang walang reason para bumili, di ba? Bili kayo, masaya. So finally, Olin brought some wine. Di namin alam, 2 bottles na. And then we go, sige, bili kami, Trina, para wala namang stock. There's no stock kasi it's pandemic eh. And then sabi niya, sige, pag meron ah. And then suddenly nga meron, I end up, you know, paying the following day. I was thinking, anong binili namin, di ba? Just binili namin cash. Can you imagine? Ganun kami kalasing, di ba?
Sige, bili na yan.
So, bili na. Tapos diniliver na yung bike. So, yung best.
So, may napansin akong pattern, ha? It always starts with a bottle of wine and
Pero
the nice thing about your story is it started out with motorcycle and road safety. Right? So I mean ang ganda ng start ng journey mo. And then Trina comes in with a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
All right. How
Trina
about you,
the
Jay?
Girl.
Can I guess?
Umattend kami ng asawa ko sa World Trade car show yon. So yon, merong Vespa naka-display doon. And then ako hindi rin naman ako marunong mag-ride. So nakyutan lang ako, sabi ko, "Daddy, bilhin na natin yon."
Oh wow, so, ikaw pa yung nagbudol.
Nauna din yung motor bago ako natuto mag-ride. So, natuto ako nung pandemic, yung medyo nag-open-open na tayo. Sumali ako sa HPG training. And then, ayun, doon na nag-umpisa lahat.
Oy, si Coach, speaking about motorcycle safety.
Hi, Coach Clyde.
Coach Motor Clyde, one of the best.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to our session. And he's going to be back in May sometime to talk about group riding tips and tricks. Galing talaga ni Coach Clyde. Idol ko yun. Okay. Ngayon, ito na yung origin story ng lahat. Ito yung patient zero ng Vespa Kikai, si Trina. So, do you have a bottle of wine there? Does it come with every Vespa purchased by your group? How did you get into riding? And ba't mo binoodle sila lahat?
Okay. Kasi parang, ayun din, hindi rin ako marunong mag-bike. Tapos, naisip ko lang bumili ng Vespa. So, bumili muna ako bago ako natuto mag-bike. Tapos, nung sa Zoomer din ako nag-practice. Zoomer
tapos, din ni Pao.
Zoomer din ni Pao. So, afternoon, parang nalulungkot ako kasi mag-isa lang akong nagmomotor dito sa village. Eksakto, lagi kong kasama si Julia and si Olin. Tapos nag-ano muna kami, nagpa-salon muna kami that day, salon ganyan. Tapos nag-banding kami. Pag-uwi, sabi ko, inom tayo, mga sis. Ayun na.
Planadong planado. I'll often them up first with a party. And then I'll get them drunk. And then ko ipasok para may kadamay ako.
Oo. So, yon, hindi na nila napigilan na mabudol ko. So, sumama na sila sa akin.
Yon. All right. So, I assume Vespa Kikai also started with a bottle of wine. Is it safe to assume that the origin story yes. of your group?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yun ang ano talaga.
Okay, tapos na yung episode. All right, let's start with Trina. What is Vespa Kikai?
Actually, before, since we started na, ano na kami, five agad kami when we started. So, it's more on fun experience for us. Actually, during the pandemic kasi, di ba, maraming nagsasuffer from mental health illness, ganyan, mga anxiety, depression. So, ako, during that time, wala naman akong ganun, pero para malesen yung idle time, naisip ko na parang, alam mo yun, I need to do something na outside of the box, ganyan. So, I thought of yun, creating this group nga. Tapos, we wanted to, ano, to be an, ano na, yung integral part of riding community later on. So, yun. And to empower women, syempre.
Iba, I have question.
Oh, go for it. Okay, mahirap na naman to, ha?
Ito yung
pamatay na question.
Ito yung pamatay na question, eh. Pag single kayo, paano kayo nagpaalam sa tatay nyo? Kung married na kayo, paano kayo nagpaalam sa mister nyo na gusto nyo mag-Vespa?
Uy, good question.
Walang gustong sumagot.
Sino mag-start? Ah, oh, sige. Si Jane muna. Si Jane. Ah, sige. Si Jane muna nagturo.
Ano? Ako yung hindi ko kailangan magpaalam eh. Kasi ano, sasama ko siya.
Ayun!
O, hihilain ko siya.
Oh. Husband or father or boyfriend?
Husband.
Ah, yeah. Okay, congratulations. Yeah. Ang dali ng buhay mo. Oh, itong tatlo, itong tatlo.
Go, Julia. Ikaw muna, Julia.
Oh, sinasama din naman sila sa ride. Actually, sila pa yung nag-encourage na ride kayo, para maka-ride din sila. So
rider din. Yeah. Rider din. Yes. Okay.
Nabudol din ni Pao. So,
actually, sila, rider yung mga partner nila, husband. Sa akin, hindi. But he's so supportive. My husband's a doctor kasi. So, he's a surgeon. So, medyo may fear of yung mga accident because he used to operate on those vehicular accident patients. So, pero ano naman, supportive naman siya. When I had the Vespa, he was really, ano, pushing me. Mag-practice ka na, ano ba? Kung ako meron dyan, ganyan. He will be the one to ride the bike. Wala lang siyang time.
You know what's really interesting, Olin, is that out of all of them, you're also a medical practitioner. You
I'm
have exposure.
Nurse.
You're a nurse. Your husband is a surgeon. I'm assuming out of all of them, you have the most exposure to all of the horrible things that could happen to someone on a motor vehicle.
Yes. Yes.
And yet with all that information, you're still like, you know what? I'm gonna ride. I mean, that takes a lot of courage.
Yeah. Kailangan eh. Kumbaga parang at first I have fear. Because syempre, I can see all those patients who had vehicular accident, but you know, it's most of more of safety riding talaga.
Yes, I think big part of our confidence came from yung training namin from Honda Safety Riding ano center. So yun, nabuild yung confidence namin that time.
Actually, I did the Honda Safety Riding course years ago. So yung mga 20 years ago.
Wow.
Pawid pa yung Honda nun. Pawid.
Yung kubo pa lang yung nandun. Di ba may kubo nun? Yun. So yun pa lang yung ano nun.
Oo. Ang galing ng course na yan.
tumatawa si Pao. Iba, tinatawa na ka ni Pao.
Ako may question ako.
Go, Mackie.
Ako may question ako. Anong, what kind of rides do you usually do? Meron ba kayong usual hangout place pag short ride?
Yeah, before, madalas kami talaga sa, anong Taguig area. Yun yung mga tambike namin. Tapos,
BGC.
Moto Street.
Yes, coffee shop.
Yes.
Oh, Moto Street.
Coffee shop.
Yeah, Moto Street.
Yes. Tapos later on, marami kasi yung nag-i-invite ng mga collab ride. So, majority ng ride namin, so para maka-accommodate namin yung mga nag-i-invite ng collab, yun na yung naging later na ride na rides namin. Mostly yan, ang collab siya.
Ano yung collab ride?
So, when we're being invited by another group or another club or club.
So, dalawang club ang magra-ride.
Mayari, yes. Vespa Kikay and Vespa Tito, ganun.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Any, may mga long rides na ba kayo na ginawa?
Actually,
medyo marami-rami na rin.
Saan kayo?
Batangas, Tagaytay,
Tagaytay.
Bulacan, Cavite, Cabiang. Silang, Cabiang.
Wala kayong back. I have a Vespa, but I would never take it on a long ride. Like, parang wala kayong balak to get another bike and start a I don't know, Tenere Kikais group.
Yes, actually, right now we're transitioning to big bikes na, like Julia, Jane, and nag-start na kami mag-training for Biggie. And meron na rin lahat, halos na naka-big bike sa Vespa Kikay.
Yeah. Ah, okay. Ano yung mga big bike nyo?
Triumph. Trident.
Wow.
Yeah, 660.
Si...
Big time, ah.
Si Olin, may big bike yun.
Hindi, tsaka bagay.
Still... Malapit na yan.
Malapit na yan.
Ilang bottles pa.
What are the ones you're picking, Olin? I'm curious.
Trident then. So.
Triumph, Trident then. All right. Yeah. And Julia.
Now I'm using Rebel 500.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but last Sunday I had a training with Mother Clyde and I tried a bigger bike, so it turned out well.
And what are you thinking of as an your next bike?
Actually, it's different. It's hard. I'm having a hard time with manual. So, back in, I think they featured ano, 1100 na Honda. I think I might get that.
Yeah, the new one.
XP400.
XP400 yung gusto ko, actually. Kami ni Maki. Maghahati kami doon eh.
Maganda nun, Pujo. Yun, maganda yun.
And then, si Trina, medyo marami eh.
Si Trina, maraming mamanahin eh.
Pero ayaw akong pahiramin. Pero right now, yung naawa sa akin yung asawa ko, binilan ako ng motor. Yon, Triumph Trident din, 660.
Wow. Why? Okay, so for the ladies who got the Triumph, why the Triumph Trident?
Sa akin na, parang magaan siyang dalhin. Before kasi, I have the GS 750.
That's a great bike too.
Yes, oo. And then, I had an accident kasi, kaya pinaano ko ulit, pinabalik ko na lang. And then, nagpalit na lang muna ako ng Trident para sa beginner. Magaan siya, madaling dalhin.
So even with all of the wine, you're all very responsible, right?
Yes.
Ito may logic talaga eh. Hindi ka tulad mga guys.
In fairness naman.
Oh.
Ano lang yan? Yeah. Decision-making session lang.
Yeah. Yeah, but honestly, before we used to ride lang inside the village. You know, all the streets there are obstacle course. Yes, yun nga, kinahabol ka ng aso at saka lubak and hump. Yun yung mga obstacle course namin. But before we decided to go out the village, nag-Honda muna kami. And we all enrolled as a team. So parang lahat sabay-sabay kami uli. Diba? Parang, kasi para we would understand how are we going to communicate when we're actually riding na outside the street. Kasi diba? I mean, sanay kami sa village, kahit nakapikit, kaya na namin yan, diba? But, you know, actually going out, so we decided, mag-aral muna tayo para be a responsible rider, diba? You have to learn your road safety, etc. And then, from there, yun na, dun kami. Pero takot pa rin kami mag-ride lumabas noon. Kaya kailangan nandyan si Napaw, marami kami escort, mas marahaba pa yung entourage. Yes. Yeah. Kasi sa amin, lima lang kami.
Totoo. Actually, nire-require na rin namin yung mga new members and yung mga, basta lahat ng applicants for Vespa Key, guys, we are requiring them to have basic training from accredited LTO riding schools. Para...
And drink a full bottle of wine.
And
kailangan kaya. Sabayan kayo.
Kasama na.
On that note, I'm pretty sure a lot of our friends here and then would be interested in finding out, how do you join Vespa Kikai? Do you have to be a friend of Trina? Do you guys have to live in the same area? How do you join? How many are you?
Right now we are more or less 30 members.
Wow.
Yes.
In 2 years.
Yeah. Yes.
Ang dami mong nabugol, Tina.
Marami pa. Actually, marami kaming applicants. Gusto. Yes. Before, nag-accept kami through Facebook page yung mga applicants. But right now, na kami for yung by sponsor ng member, ng regular member. So you have to be sponsored by a regular member muna.
So may self-curation.
Yes.
But we decided to come up with a policy so that we can actually have yung quality members. Because, like you said, in some other clubs, they have all these issues. But we don't want that because we started as a happy riding, you know, girls, diba? So we wanted to maintain
and
that.
Also, we don't just ride. We do charity also. Yeah.
We're all members of
Rotary clubs, and we do charities.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So Rotary talaga. You're all Rotary members. So that's part
most of them. Most of us.
Okay.
Ito, may tanong si Mark Sung. Are you going to...
Wait.
May tanong si Mark Sung. Are you all going to try enduro as well?
Pwede.
Yes, actually, we like
later on.
We would love to. Kaso yung mga asawa namin, ayaw kaming isama.
Mas safe yun, ha?
Cheerer na lang daw.
Correct.
Mas safe sa off-road. Huwag ka lang papabudol.
Huwag ka lang sumama kay Mark.
Gusto talaga namin mag-enduro.
Di ba, Trina, nag-try ka na? Kay Mel Aquino?
Yes,
also.
We tried at kay Coach Mel Aquino. Tapos actually we have plans na mag mag KRB yung Vespa Key, guys. So yeah. Kasama sa list ng namin, agenda for the year.
I have question, ha. Pag I know pagka riding passion, ang babae mas mahilig sa fashion kaysa sa lalaki.
Grabe ka naman, Aris, mag-generalize. Oh, ang daming maarte na lalaki dyan, ha? Si Pao, perfect example. Mas kikay pa si Pao.
Totoo yan.
Hindi, pero gusto kong tanong dito sa mga ladies, eh. Pag pumasok kayo ng apparel, riding apparel shop, ano yung... paborito niyong binibili, yung laway na laway kayo, pag nakita niyo, hindi pwedeng lalabas kayo ng shop na hindi niyo nabili.
Ako, on principle, I have an issue with this question because I honestly believe mas maraming maarte na lalaki pagdating sa gear na machi-machi, gusto BMW lahat, ATM lahat, gusto
parang wala.
Ang arte ng mga lalaki. So, I will just... voice my opposition to this question, but ladies, feel free to answer if you want.
Okay, go ahead. Sino mauna?
Julia.
Usually, girls will look for the boots. And then if you find the right boots. The brand, Yeah, boots. Brand, actually, we're not very ano naman with the brand. Conscious. But we're conscious more on the color. And then, you know, gloves, kailangan colorful. But if we're going to do
something
a short
vivid.
Ride, if we're going to do a short ride, yung outfit namin kakaiba.
May jumpsuit. Fashion statement ang Vespa Key, yes. Guys.
Pero ayun,
actually, we have our jumpsuit. Dun, actually, doon kami nakilala dun sa jumpsuit namin. Yun. So, yun ang fashion statement ni Vespa Key, guys.
Galing,
different colors ng jumpsuit. Yeah.
So guys are more biased towards brands. Diba?
Oh. I think so, yeah.
Mas ano, gusto nila matchy-matchy lahat. Diba? Yung para naka-uniform. Women, I think, I guess, from what you're telling me, are more expressive in what they choose to when they pick, ano, when they pick gear. Yeah. Oh, nag-iaya si Mark Sung. Sama daw kayo sa kanya. Easy lang, promise. Narinig ko na yan.
Sige. Schedule na natin na yan. Budol ba yan? Budol?
Budol, bro.
Ano, Bak? Budol ba yan?
Baka si Mark mabudol. Asawa ni Pao yan eh.
Oo. Oh, oh. Dadalin sa Enduro Factory.
Mamimili ng motor sa Enduro Factory.
Doon ang meet-up
place. Doon ang daming mga, ano, mga wine. Oh, libre yung wine dito.
Magsuspa sila ni Pao. Magsuspa sila ni Pao. And then pagdating sa Enduro Factory, may wine.
Ano yung favorite ng bayan?
Naka-chill na.
Ano yung favorite ng bayan ng Best Pukay, guys?
Actually, yung favorite ng bayan namin is yung house ni Julia kasi kompleto. Yeah. May wine, may sauna,
may sauna.
Wine talaga.
May sauna. Ano na lahat.
Oh,
so doon kami tatambay sa house ni Julia.
Yan ang bagong ano dapat, mga yung mga ride tambike sa mga spa tsaka ano, winery.
Mahirap kasi
hindi
paano
na,
pa uwi?
Hindi na yung mga cafe.
Mahirap paano pa uwi?
De, oh. Paano
uwi? Dapat may guest room. Si Julia may guest room.
May holler!
No, pag tambike dito sa house ko, walang nagra-ride. Lahat naka-outfit, tapos mag-wine.
Oh, and then naka-formatics.
I remember formatics ang Vespa Key, guys, pag ganun.
I remember.
So, usually, meron kami ganung may ganung night kami sa club namin.
Wow.
Bonding night lang talaga.
When we graduated from Honda, I arranged for ano, masseuse. Lahat. So, na everything that works. And then wine
massage.
Uy, sana all.
Ka-enjoy.
Pag nandun kami sa area.
Masaya yung ano namin, experience talaga namin when we were starting.
Pag kami nila iba, after ng ride, kanya-kanya eh.
Nagmamadali umuwi, no?
Lalo na pagpa-uwi, talagang ano eh. Sige,
sige, bye.
Kita na lang saan.
Kahit sa toolbox na, na. Wala pa si Maki, alis na tayo.
iwanan.
Si Maki nagpapas pa yan. Di lang sinasabi.
Oo naman. After ng ride.
Saan?
Yung longest
ride.
Ano yung longest ride nyo? Saan kayong mabot? BGC.
Kaibiyang, no?
Kaibiyang.
Kaibiyang ba ang ano ron? Ang pronunciation?
Kaibiyang.
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 Pero ang nakakatawa doon sa Kaibiyang ride namin, takbong 35 lang. sobrang ingat. Talagang 35 lang ang takbo namin.
Ilang araw kayo inabot?
Full day activity.
Full day activity.
Inabot kayo 3 days eh.
Oh. Pag ganong mga long rides, si Bali may kasama ba? Kasama nyo ba si Pao o may iba kayong kasama?
May kasama. May mga ibang kasama. Like, ano, mga kakolab, ganyan. Tapos, driver, ganyan.
May umbrella boy. May umbrella boy.
Meron.
I have a question. Since some of you have partners who ride also, how do your rides differ from like yung mga rides nila Pao or your husband's? Paano nag-iiba? I'm sure you've joined those rides as well. How does a Vespa Kikai ride differ? It seems like it's a lot more fun, actually. Parang mas gusto ko ganun klaseng ride, eh.
Actually, ano eh, maingay yung cardo pagkasama sila.
Sobra.
Automatic, no?
Ang daming naninita. Tapos may ano.
Ano ba yan?
Walang magbababa ng paa, yung mga ganun. So, yeah. Parang, tapos panili ko parati po.
At saka every ride, meron kaming TikTok. So, yun ang difference ng ride namin sa kanila. Mandatory may TikTok, pati yung mga guys na kasama namin. Tapos mag-TikTok
sila. Di sila pwede tumanggi.
Hindi pwede. So talagang napapa-TikTok namin kahit sino. Pag nagkita tayo sa personal, Boss Aris, TikTok ha, dapat mag-TikTok ka.
Oh, yung abroad ako next week.
Oy, Aris, dapat sumama ka sa ride nila. Sabi ni Pao, moto chismisan sa cardo. Marami kang makuha
ang info. Yan ang tatanong ko. Kung allowed ba sa Vespa Kikais ang chismisan or ban?
No, depende. If we're just talking about us.
Kung sino yung pinagchichismisan, depende.
Kung sinong wala.
Lalaglag.
Basta within the group, yun. Ano, so, okay lang naman yung...
Kami-kami yung chichismis namin yung kami-kami.
Oh, yung mga likes namin, ano, bibilihin next.
Hindi nga, hindi nga nagchichismisan lang kayo.
Puro shopping. Shopping. Na-divert yung ano namin eh, yung mga shopping namin sa mall sa motorcycle gears.
Oo.
Hindi kayo nagchichismisan kung sino nang lubog sa utang, walang ganun.
Wala eh.
Wala pa naman. In fairness. Nagkasundo-sundo talaga kami sa shopping. Actually, yung mga gears namin, uniform namin, sobrang dami. May iba pa kami hindi nasusuot. Kasi mas nauna yung shopping namin kesa sa ride. Yeah. Helmet, bago pero hindi pa magamit.
Yan, yan. Sa bahay nyo kasi, sino may hawak ng pera? Kayo or husband nyo?
Siyempre kami.
Yun. Yan ang ano dyan.
Kami. Yan, Ari. Yan, pala eh.
Dyan kami nagkamali sa buhay eh.
Legal. Oo nga. Hindi, tiga mo. Anyway.
Di na ako magtatanong masyadong controversial.
Nasasaktan si Boss Aris.
Parang naiiyak na nga eh. Next week, ang guest natin ay sila.
Sila ulit.
Yung mga husband. No, next week. Sorry, go ahead, Aris.
I mean, I will see you. Ano, in full force kayo sa Sunday and Monday?
Yes.
Wow, yeah.
And so, yes,
it's a testament that you're backing up this. It's a new group, actually. Ah, nandiyan si, ano eh, sa comments si kaibigan natin, si Joseph Santos. I think it's fair that we name the other group also the Vespa Club of the Philippines. That's the older group. Yung isa, yung bago, Vespa Pilipinas. Thank you, Joseph.
Oh, alam
mo tayo, both sides na ano natin eh. But I wish these girls, no, i-meet nyo rin yung mga biko. Okay naman
actually,
sila.
Yeah. Actually, sir, hindi namin alam na may ano na may new club.
Yeah.
Actually, we are supporting this event in line with Vespa Riders community. Yeah, so, wala kaming alam dyan.
Yeah.
Wala pa. Ngayon pa lang.
May tanong ako.
Ang usual sa... Yeah.
Bibili kayo ng Vespa, di ba? Anong binibili nyo? Nag-direct 125 pa ba? O diretso na kayo Sprinter Primavera? O
GPS, magandang question yan.
300.
Mm-hmm. We start, okay.
Yung Louis Vuitton.
Baka 946. Diretso 946 na.
946!
Pinapabili ko nga, ayaw akong bilang. binolt yung check. Ayaw ito.
Ano ba? What do you recommend for those who want to
actually,
start?
Actually, when we were starting, S125.
Oh.
And then we upgraded. After six months, we shifted to Primavera already. S150.
hindi nyo naisip kung Yamaha Mio yung nabili nyo, iba pangalan ng group nyo?
Mama Mio Kikai. Tara,
Mama Mio.
Mama Mio.
Mama Mio, Mama Mio.
Mama Mia.
Kikai, so mga henyo Kikai.
Iba talaga nagagawa ng beer, pare. Subukan ko yung wine. Subukan ko yung wine. Baka mapabili ako.
Tama, masarap ang wine.
May Vespa ka
natin. Mas masarap pang chismis yun.
Oh, mas fluid ka. Mas fluid.
Matamis eh.
Dapat kung saan ang next tambay ni Boss Aris, pupuntahan ka namin ng Vespa Key, guys.
Yes.
Para ano.
Ayun. Juicing, Moto chismisan episode.
Yeah.
Yes. Dapat may TikTok. Dapat may TikTok din siya.
Ang intro, TikTok.
Oo.
Ako lang ang tatawagin lang doon, kick out. Anong parang di-declare na nila ang persona ng grata dun. Ako daw nagkakalat ng chismosa. Hindi, mga barkada ko yun. Mga chismosa din.
Oh, sila Boss Raymond Tan ba yan? Tsaka sila Boss Ale Cruz.
Oh, sila Ale. Sila Ale. Number one yun. Buti, wala.
So, number one.
Sa Best Paki, guys, pala masarap bumili ng S125.
Ano, sila Wing.
Si, ano eh?
Ramon, Simon. Ano, very nice. Lang. At saka ano, very appropriate yung bikes nyo doon, bagay na bagay, sa kickstand. Diba? Kaysa sa Paddy's Point kayo, Mr. Bike, sa kickstand.
It's a good Best
Paki. Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
So there's a question by Ivan Handog. Yung tanong niya, what's a good Vespa model to start with? But you earlier said it was the 125, no?
Yeah.
Or should they go straight na to the Primavera?
Ako, as for me, I suggest you go straight na to Primavera 150, oo. Kasi 150. Parang ganun din eh. Eventually, mabibitin ka dun sa 125. So, dun ka na, diretso na sa ano, 150.
Mahirap.
And kung may budget, 946, di ba? Why not?
Yun.
Mahirap pa ba hanap ng Vespa? Or
GTS
okay na?
Muna.
Right now, okay na. Okay na siya. Pero before, talagang mahirap.
Ano yung problem? May mga balita ako kasi may mga nag-hoard ng mga mint green eh. Ano ba yung fresh green?
Tsaka, ano?
Relaxing
green yung tatawag nila.
Anong kulay?
Relax green.
Relax green.
O oh, yun, yung mga relax green. Ang hirap maghanap, no?
O, sandali. Bila nung boss natin.
Si Boss Bianca.
Boss Bianca. Oh,
nice. Go. Ano na? Ano na yan? Recruit na yan.
Teka. Padalan nyo muna ng wine. Isang bote ng wine. Padalan nyo muna.
So, yung tanong ni Bianca is Vespa a beginner-friendly bike? Or should it be another bike? Because all of you said you got a Vespa, but you all practiced and learned on a Zoomer. So, ano yung recommendation niyo? Yeah. Ikaw, all in, since that was your path.
Yeah, you start with your own motorcycle, actually. Kasi I just did the Zoomer for a couple of days lang naman, like 2 days lang. And then, talagang, sa Vespa na ako nag-start right away. Para, I'm gonna get used to it. Yeah.
Yung problema sa Vespa kasi, is that, ang sakit ibaksak.
Oh, yes.
Parang
yes,
aluminum.
Yun din ang sasabihin ko.
Of palit course, mo lang yung plastic eh. Diba? Or pinturahan mo lang, plastic weld mo. Yung Vespa, bakal yun eh. Ang sakit.
Iba, iba. Yes. Mas mura, operahan yung paa mo kaysa ipagawa yung Vespa. Kaya pag babagsak yung Vespa, iharang mo yung paa mo.
Tama. Nangyari sa akin yan, sa hump, para nagpa-practice ako with my S125. Tapos nabitin ako. Parang naghang ako dun sa mataas na hump. So, sabi ko, shit, babagsak. Mahal to. Ang ginawa ko, niyakap ko yung Vespa ko. Tapos, kahit nakakahiya yung show ko. Sobra. So, in fairness, hindi ko nalaglag.
Oo. Oh my God.
Sabi ko, mahal magpagawa, niyakap ko siya.
So, okay, usapan ko nga yan. Ganon rin yung feeling ko when I had a GS, no? Because isang baksak nun, easily 10,000 pesos. Kahit mabagal lang, di ba? Ibaksak mo yon side view mirror, handlebar, or yung clutch lever, 100, mga 10,000 pesos na yon. So may tanong si June Soriano, how can you encourage other women who cannot afford to buy a Vespa in cash but want to have one? Let me rephrase the question. Ano yung true cost of ownership of a Vespa? Kasi pwede mo naman hulugan, pwede ka maghanap ng second hand. Pero there are a lot of things aside from the cost of buying a Vespa. Right?
That yeah, like upgrading.
Yung accessories, ang daming accessories, yes, yeah, di ba?
Maintenance.
So if you wanted a Vespa, how much should you budget? What else are you going to buy? Like a helmet, a jacket, a carrier,
yeah,
on top of the cost, yes, of the, let's say it's a Primavera.
Ang dami.
Okay, let's say it's the a Primavera. Bags. How much on top of the bike should you spend? And what are those things that you should buy? Oh, si Olin, parang excited, nagbibilang na eh.
Maraming ginas mo si Olin eh.
Well, ito yung budol.
Maganda tanongin dyan si Jane.
I'll think after.
Upgrade.
O, tanong natin mamaya.
Si Jane, magandang storya ni Jane. Kasi naka, kwento mo yung sprint mo. 2 days lang.
Sige.
Today yung sprint, ano naman, actually, may gasgas pa, hindi ko pa nga napagawa. Mahal. Ang ginawa ko, pina-coating ko ceramic para talagang totally, ano.
Magkano yung
ang ginawa ni Jane, bumili ng bago agad after 2 days, Sean Witherspoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nagasgasan yung sprint, bumili na lang siya ng bago, ganon.
Wow.
So, Sean.
Grabe. So, okay kayo ni Willy Titan, ha?
Saan kayo bumibili ng ano? Saan kayo bumibili ng accessories?
And ano yung mga must-have accessories for you ladies?
For me, I got mine with top box already and it's very convenient, eh.
Agree. Box. Yung cashing helmet, ha? Hindi yung maliit lang.
Yeah. Which one? The top box?
Uh-oh.
No. When I got mine, it comes with the top box already. So sabi ko, oy, mas okay to.
There's one thing I noticed about Vespa riders. Di ba small bike yan? Yan ng small bike na yung mga rider, lahat nakakardo.
Oh, yes.
Di ba?
Para
wala kang cardo.
On top of the helmet, kailangan pag-cardo. Yeah. On top ng Vespa eh.
Yeah.
That's one, cardo.
Tapos ano yung pa? Upgrades din, di ba? So from edge, nag-upgrade din, di ba? May upgrade din ng cardo. So yun.
Hindi na accessory yung tawag dapat dyan. Essentials.
Essentials. Bakit?
Upgrades, cardo. So that's already like easily 30 plus.
30.
Yeah, and the training also.
Training.
Invested in training.
So that's 15 grand a day. 45,000 na yan. And then gear. Yeah. What's your average
jacket?
Gear.
Anong helmet choice ng Vespa kita?
Iba-iba. Sa akin, next.
Oh, next.
Next. Wow. Wow.
From Ride Manila.
Next.
Oh, ano pa?
Grabe, ha?
Ako sa BMW. Showy.
Tanong mo yung brand ng boots nila.
Saan nila? Helmet muna, Aris.
Helmet. Si James.
Ako BMW kasi yung asawa ko yun yung gusto niya. Siya yung bumili ng gamit ko. So,
Schubert yan. Schubert yan. Schubert.
Schubert.
O kaya climb.
Sandali, Schubert, that's easily like 40 grand.
Yeah.
Mura yung 40 grand sa Schubert. Grabe. All right, yeah. Next.
C1, yeah.
Schubert.
Kay Trina, ako nang sasagot. Lahat ng kay Pao.
Julia.
Yun na. Mas mahal yung kay Pao. Grabe.
Julia.
Meron siyang bago, ha? Meron siyang bago. Ano, sabi niya, ano daw yun? Ibebenta niya. Order siya sa Japan. Ibebenta daw niya. So, nung dumating, sabi ko, kala ko ba may buyer ka niyan? Alam mo, naka-showy siya ngayon na ano, X15.
Oh,
bago na naman yun kahapon lang.
Kaya pala binibenta yung X-Lite.
Umatras yung buyer.
Yes.
Umatras yung buyer. Ayaw na raw bilhin.
Grabe, bastos na ngayon mga buyer na yan.
Benta oh,
nagpa-order tapos, ay, nakulugi ka na naman pa.
Okay, Julia, ano yung helmet mo?
Hindi nyo nahalata yung mga husband nyo pag umuwi, palaging sinasabi na nanalo sila sa raffle.
Nahalata naman namin.
Julia, ano yung helmet?
Yes.
Oo.
Kami, showy. Kasi with, ano nun, with Vespa.
Mas maganda pa yung mga helmet nila kasi sa helmet.
Pero, one thing also, with us, with Vespa, Kikais, we have usually two helmets. Pag half face, pag within the area, but Ruby. Pag long ride kami, full face nila
full
requires.
Tama, tama.
Safe talaga.
Okay, Queen,
pero
helmet.
Half face nila, Ruby. Ruby o
ako,
kaya
ano, belt. Yun, nasa ano, quartz, no? Nakalista na.
Quartz.
Ah, bago helmet mo.
Quartz. Head on.
Ano to? Yung
Ruby.
Ano? Yung carbon fiber. God. Binili mo pa yung mga accessories ng quartz mo?
Kasama na, oo.
Magkano yung quartz mo? 40, di ba? 40 rin.
Easily, 55. Yeah, 55K.
Oh, nasa 70 yan.
Sumasakit yung ulo sa inyo. 60,000.
Alam nyo, sa totoo lang, yung bisyo namin na bag dati, na-convert na sa helmet. Yeah.
Alam mo,
sa jacket.
Invest in safety eh.
Wait, wait, sandali. This may sound, and then I think your husbands are gonna hate me, but a Birkin is a better investment than a motorcycle or a helmet. Kumikita ka pa sa Birkin eh. Yung motor, bumababa yung presyo. Yung helmet, after 5 years, tapon yan eh. Di ba?
Yeah.
Bumili ka na lang ng Birkin, Pao.
Oo. Pao, narinig mo ah.
Ayan, Birkin na.
Ay, sana hindi what nakikinig about, yung ano? Wife ko.
What about jackets? Wala ka
ba Birkin?
Jackets,
pero actually, what? Sa Vespa Key, guys, ganun nga eh, may time bumili kaming bag, pare-pareho kami sabay-sabay. Ganun. So, yun ang ano namin, budulan.
Oo. Oh, yung boots nyo, anong brand yung boots nyo?
Oh, boots.
Iba-iba.
Iba. Style Martin, may naka-style
Martin.
Martin dyan.
Siyempre. Oh. Ako, oh, kami nila Julia.
Martin.
Style Martin yan.
Oh my God.
Dainesel.
Dainesel.
Yeah. Jacket.
Revit.
Yeah. Ganun din. Revit.
Dainesel din. Jacket.
Pare, kinumpit ko na sa utak ko mga kulang-kulang 200,000.
Actually, ako, ano kasi, loyalist ako ng Ride Manila. So, from head to toe, Ride Manila talaga ako.
Ako rin.
Loyalist ako ng Ride Manila eh.
Suki ako ng Ride Manila.
Pero, Ride Manila. There's nothing wrong with buying expensive gear as long as you're sure with the kind of protection.
Safety. Yeah.
Yes, quality ng ano.
At saka ang
ganyan yung sinabi ng asawa ko sa akin, kaya daming helmet eh.
Oo naman.
Gamit na gamit ba?
Kasi naman gumamit ka ng mga helmet na pinapanggaw.
Alam
niyo ba?
Sandali, hindi ko narinig ang sinabi ni Pao ni Trina. Ano yun, Trina?
Sabi ni, pag sinisita ko siya, ba't may helmet ka na naman? babe, kumpara sa ano sa ulo ko, walang value 'yan, sabi
niya noon.
Sabi. Ay, 'di ba? Ano pa masasagot ko doon, 'di ba? Makakapalag ka pa ba noon?
Trina, sinabi ba sa iyo ni Pau, yung mga helmet sa Ride Manila, 25 years to pay.
Actually, may point yung kaibigan natin, si Johnny Uy, who will be guesting in a couple of weeks because we have a Tunay na Rider first aid episode. So si Johnny was with us in our Negros ride. He's a fireman and he was our EMT. So siya yung backup, and if anything, without a doubt, if you're riding with Johnny, you feel safe. So sabi ni Johnny, buy a Vespa para iwas checkpoint. Through experience yan. Ako agree. May Vespa ako. And sadly, hindi ako tine-checkpoint pag naka-Vespa. Totoo?
Yes.
Hindi pa naman tayo na-checkpoint.
Yun.
Hindi pa namin experience.
Oh. Yung mga police, nagpa-picture lang.
Oo, nagpa-picture.
All right. So as we... Any other questions, guys?
Oh. Hindi, basta na-compute ko na yung gear ko magkano.
Ayaw na magtanong ni Maki kasi sumasakit ng ulo niya.
Kasi yung asawa ko, ganito, teka lang ha, yung asawa ko kasi, uy, sabi, hey, narinig ko yung Vespa Kikay, parang gusto kong sumali.
Naku, padala niya na wine.
Nagdadalawang
yes, receipt na ako. Yes, budulan na.
Padala niya
yung link.
Budulan na.
Padala na namin ang link.
Medyo nagdadalawang isip na ako, sabi patay
tayo. Pa-text yung ano, pa-chat na lang yung address.
Ito, may question ako. Yung bike nyo, sino naglilinis? Kayo mismo o yung husband nyo o si Yaya?
Ako yung driver.
Driver.
Oh, pero gusto nyo lagi malinis yung Vespa nyo, syempre.
Yes.
Oo. Oh. Nakalikabok, natatapak.
Hanggang kasigit-sigita, di ba? Yes. Ganun kailangan makintab. Pero ang daya nyo, driver.
Parang baby talaga siya.
Kami naglilinis eh.
Ako, I like cleaning my bike, but yeah. I only do it like once a month.
Parang di pa natin natatry yun, girls, no? Dapat itry na nilinisin naman yung bike natin. Ang tayo naman.
Pwede.
It's like pwede. This. Washing your own bike is just like washing your baby. Di ba yung may baby kayo? Yung
minsan, baby, oo. I'm the one. Para na-inspect.
Di ba?
Para na-inspect mo if there's something, some scratch. Or
yeah,
na-inspect mo siya.
Makikita mo kung malambot yung gulong. Di ba? Yeah. Kaya may maluwang na tornillo.
Actually.
Yeah, that's one advantage of cleaning your own bike. Hindi naman
gawin natin yan, mga sis. Habang nag-wine. Yeah.
Habang nag-wine.
Oo.
Habang nag-wine.
Yes.
Para maka-day off si driver.
Wine and wash. Yeah, and I think that's a plan. All right. As we wrap up this episode, thank you so much, Trina, Jane, Julia, and Olin. Anything you want to share with our listeners?
May ano tayo?
And our viewers?
Hardest question natin.
Before we go to that, anything you want to share with our listeners or viewers? Any events? Somebody's asking about partnership for outreach projects. Is there anything
you want to share? Yeah, we're very open for that.
Every year we do charity. So yeah, pwede.
Yeah. We start as early as I think October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yan.
So yeah, we will post that.
We're open for collaboration for charity and outreach programs. Yon. Just message us in our Facebook page and we'll be announcing naman din. We always update naman our Facebook page kung may mga upcoming charities and events kami.
Awesome. All right. Now, this is how we end every episode. I'm going to ask you, ano yung definition nyo ng tunay na rider? And hindi nyo pwede sabihin wine bago bumili ng motor. All right. Let's start with Olin.
Yeah, my definition of tunay na rider is always safe. Safety is our priority.
Yun, agree. And, you know, you're much safer riding in a group every person you add actually multiplies the safety. Eh? Diba?
Correct. That's true.
All right, Julia.
Yeah, to me, yung tunay na rider is doing the little things the right way. You start with the little things, doing it the right way. Like, for example, check your bike first before you ride, diba? It's very simple. So if you get used to that, definitely you can do the big things the right way.
I agree 100%. And actually, making sure your bike is in perfect running condition is also respect to your fellow riders. Diba? Kung ikaw na
sila, damay
sila lahat eh. So part of riding in a group, your responsibility is your bike. Agree. All right, Jane.
Ang sa akin, tunay na rider is nagpapaalam sa asawa, hindi tumatakas. Hindi, charot
na. Tama.
Ano, aray, disiplina. Aray. Yun, disiplina aray, sa kalsada at saka respeto rin sa co-rider. Hindi pwedeng angasan, di ba, pabilisan. Yun, unahin yung safety. Yun po.
Safety and responsible riding. Tama. Okay, Madam President. Trina, the OG, the Boodle Queen. Trina, ano yung definition mo ng tunay na rider?
For me, ang tunay na rider, yun nga, let's be an advocate of safety riding at all times. And syempre, being passionate about our hobby, and yun, more on camaraderie also.
And also, a bottle of wine with some grape
juice,
right? That's a great ano, reason to.
Ganda ng mga sinabi nila. Oh. Pwede ba mag-add ako dun sa mga sinabi nila?
Oh,
narinig nyo ha? Kaya yung mga grupo-grupo dyan na mga nag-aaway-away, tigilan nyo na yan. Wala kayong mapapala. Ganito gawin nyo, pumunta kayo lahat dun sa mangyayaring Vespa ride. Kailan ba yan? May one. Kung sino man yung faction na yan, kung matapang talaga kayo, punta kayo lahat dun, tapos group hug kayong lahat.
Yes, let's promote peace and love.
Away. Kalukuhod.
I think what's awesome about Vespa Geek guys, and unique as well, is the fact that you started the core group as friends. Now, your relationship was beyond Vespa. And even if you go to other bikes or start other hobbies or whatever, magsama-sama pa rin kayo eh. So hindi katulad ng mga ibang grupo na dahil can afford sila bumili ng 1.4 million peso na motor, eh puro bossing yan eh. Wala silang relationship. So, it's really touching that you are all friends, you all care about each other, you all respect each other, and you all love each other. So, yeah.
Iba.
Definitely.
I don't want to miss this. Ito,
Trina.
I think pagka kasi as you grow kasi yung group, talagang marami talaga magiging issue kasi you have different ano, 'di ba? Ideas, ganyan. Pero yung communication, open communication talaga. At saka 'yun. Maging ano lang tayo. Kalmado palagi.
Ako lang, let me say this. Meron nag-comment doon kanina asking Motochismis Aris Ilagan kung ano magagawa ko to solve this problem ng awayan nila. You know, I'm watching the screen. Kayong apat, the younger generation of Vespa riders, I think you're the key to unify the Vespa community. Yeah. Yung line na sinabi nyo na hindi kami involved dyan, hindi kami nakikialam dyan, but you care about Vespa community. I think kayong makakapag-unify. So hang on, guys. Kasi yan. Yeah, yan. Hindi, totoo yan.
Thank you.
Yung mga thunders, hindi naman babago yan.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for being awesome and sharing your love for riding and Vespas and then you're inspiring other women to ride. the rebels said hashtag women empowerment, woohoo, Vespa Kikai's heart.
Thank you, Rebels.
All right. And yeah, that wraps it up for our show. Next week, we've got Moto Monch and Naj talking about vlogging and content creation. And the week after that, ano pa bang happening? Maki, may isang buwan at kalahati pa tayo, di ba? I know we've got our Alex Deacon coming on the show to talk about
first aid. Yung first aid.
That's really important. Trina, Jane, Julia, Olin. These guys are awesome. They do first aid training.
Wow.
And it's like $1,000 to get certified. And I personally, I've done it before, but years ago.
Nice. So
I think Tunay na Rider, we should do a session where we get certified for first aid because, again, it's about caring about other people. And then Matthew and I, we're going to be in Davao. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Done. All right. See you next week, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We had so much fun.
Thank you, Iba, Moto Chismis, Boss Aries, Mami, and
Bob. Thank you.
Bianca.
Thank you. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.